Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Today, I want to share with us in this opening seminar, I want to share with us on the subject of kingdom worship. We want to begin it on a very spiritual note. Because everything that God wants for you to have begins in the spirit. And we want to talk about the strengths that we have as black people or as a people of color. It is important for us to focus on our strength than our weaknesses. It is important for us to focus on what we can do than what we cannot do. Because the human being, he said that he likes to focus on his weaknesses than his strength. But God gave you strength so that as you perfect the strength, he will promote you through your strengths, not through your weaknesses. But as a people, we like to bash ourselves and say how weak we are and how we cannot make it just because of certain weaknesses that are inherent in our lives and in our societies.
But we
become a very precautious people who are always saying, be very careful, be careful. When this thing happens to you, be careful. That one will not let anything happen to anybody. Listen very carefully. If you keep telling your children, be careful when you become this, so that this thing doesn't happen to you, they won't be coming, because the caution is able to take hold of them. We have to release ourselves and say that by the grace of God, we are going to make it. And as we are making it, God is going to preserve us in it.
Hallelujah. Naya ne atina deni na ye kan se yesro ya hu sheniyo usu daye ne ti se ya se ne ti sheniyo unya sika kodu pempe so bi ati se ne wa anye ni se ye be ye se sheniyo ene ti wo kika sa atra kola no se wo ye ye pia enkrofo be tata wo sheniyo akola no anye ye da esa se wo di sa sro na shenimu ite na mo bi obetu bi aresro ne mo ka che ni se oh pim ko wanim onyame ne wo bo afo ne ati bi akwa ebe ye ya ono so be sori waka se obetumi edu sa pempe so no.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we want to talk about one strength that we have as a people of color. And what we want to do is that we want to kingdomize it. We want to heavenize that strength. That strength is the ability or the love for music, for dancing, for praising, for worshiping the Lord.
Na sa to me ya wose bi before to me ya wa ya de tie nwom esa wonwom ho etuntum onyame eyi wonyame aye eye ya ho odin se abi before.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are you ready for the word of the Lord? Thank you, Lord. Exalt Jesus among us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Look at the book of Colossians chapter 3. And then verse 1-3. The Bible says that if then you were raised with Christ, if you have been risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. Please underline that. In other words, seek the kingdom version and brand of things, because you have been raised. Mm. And God is saying that if you believe that you have been raised with Jesus, and you are sitting with Jesus in the spiritual places, heavenly places, then seek those things which are above. Where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. So the above is talking about where Christ is sitting, which we know is the kingdom of God or heaven.
Verse
2. Set your mind on things above. The King James says, set your affection on things above.
Now, King James,
and please underline things above. Things above is talking about the kingdom version of things. Set your mind on the things that belong to the kingdom. Not on things of the earth. That is talking about religious things. So God is telling us that you will have a kingdom brand of issues, and then you will have an earthly one, which is a religious brand. The Bible tells us that where we should seek, as Jesus said that we should seek the kingdom, what we should seek is the kingdom. Not the religious. Because the things on the earth are not necessarily sins. But they are religious. And it says that when Christ, who is alive, shall come. Or when he appears, then shall we also appear with him in where? Glory. Because we know that Jesus is in glory. The Bible says that when we set our minds on the glorious things, on the kingdom things, then when he comes, we will be one. Because he appears from glory or from his kingdom. And we on this earth have our minds and our affections set on kingdom things, so we are also transformed to a taste of the glory that is yet to come. So as Jesus comes in glory, we also meet him with him.
Hallelujah.
In glory.
So
the Bible is encouraging us to set our minds. That means that if you do not discipline your mind, your mind will not be on kingdom issues. Although you are in the kingdom of God, and your mind must be on the kingdom version of issues. So there is a kingdom. Can we all say the kingdom?
The kingdom.
And the religious.
And the religious.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
These are the two things that we are going to face. Just as Adam in the kingdom, first kingdom era, was faced with the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and then the tree of life. So we are going to be looking at some things in the Bible that concerns the kingdom.
And it's a Bible,
no, Because not everything in the Bible is concerned about the kingdom. The Bible was actually written and given to us. But not everything in it is for us. I can give you something and say, take it. But not everything that I've given you is actually for you. Although I have given it to you. Because when God put Adam in the Garden of Eden, Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, God put in the middle of the garden a tree of knowledge of good and evil. And God said that you may eat everything, but that tree, don't eat it. Actually, Adam and Eve were supposed to dress and keep everything in the garden, including the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. But as they were working on it, they were supposed to know that they should not feed from it. So it is not everything that God gives to you which is for you. When something is for you, it means that you must use it. If it is not for you, but it is given to you, you must keep it. Most of the things that are religious are just for our keeping. It is not for our use. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in the Bible that you are holding, there are kingdom version of issues. There are kingdom understanding of issues. Kingdom understanding or words in the Bible are the words of the Bible, if you like. They are the words of God or the words of the Bible that are viewed in the light of the result of Jesus's assignment, his death, his resurrection, his ascension, his sitting at the right hand side of the Father, and the future rule of God on this earth. They are the kingdom understanding. And actually, everything you read in the Bible must be viewed in the eyes of Jesus and what he came to do. Otherwise, it's not for your use.
So walking can when you're samana. Nia wasa wuhu sa sembi a walking kano and you may be a wom. Not as a samano efa Christo, ne maye, ni wo. Ne sorry and nesroko na hinia wabesanya bedi biomu. Sa sadia no enfan yomanu hu sadia. En ye na sadia no adia mao sakura. Wanfa ma wusefa ye juma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to share with us about kingdom worship, the kingdom brand of worship.
Na mi pese ye suya.
Because as a people of color, God, that is one of the things God has favored us, and you can despise it easily.
It's
a big deal. When you see black people composing music and dramatizing it, you think that it is easy. It is not easy at all. It's a wonderful gift of God. So we can take it for granted. In the church of the Lord, there is a lot of rambunctious praises among our people. We know how to praise the Lord. Just look at a black congregation. They are full of praises to the Lord.
na wo dia hwɛ abibifoɔ wo kɔ abrɔkye na wo kɔ baabi abibifoɔ asom na abrɔfo soma edru praise and worship wo na wo sɛ nyame akyɛ de yɛ tumi to nwom sankasa ɛkoto tuntum nyame bɔna bodini a emu ɔden ɛyɛ kyɛde a wo nyame ɛde ama yɛn.
I'm sharing this with us because we have to heavenize the giftings that God has given to us. We have to elevate it. We have to lift it up. Because we do so much of it in our churches. And we do so much of it in our lives as individuals. But it yields very little to us. But I came to tell us today that the reason why God so graces us in this way is because He wants to use our strength. He wants to use what we can do. If only we are going to kingdomize it, then the kingdom of God is going to respond to the praises and the worship that we do in our congregations and we do in our lives all the time. And through that strength that you have, heaven is going to open to us. Hallelujah. And God's blessings and God's Hallelujah. Bounty is coming Hallelujah. Upon the people of God Hallelujah. Just because with their strengths, they are worshiping God in a way that causes the kingdom to respond.
Now when nyame e janya kwa mpempensu obia, yebe dua ahwadi anase nyodi amaye ya chedye nu. Yebe tumi edia ya dia osru bebiye amaye. Ma onyami shira abanye se. Yebe yu onyami ayake kenemom. Yebe yi na ye enam na hini ye kwa inu su. Ama osru ebiye. Ebani sa wa ya huwadi munu. Onyami enu onyambe ye kesye awa yentem.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
No more wasted praises. We are going to set our minds and our love on the kingdom version of it. Because if you are so gifted, it's easy for you to take your gift for granted and say, well, I can't do it. But today we are learning that there is an effort you have to put in. Set your mind on the kingdom version of it. What is kingdom worship? Kingdom worship is a kind of worship that is done in heaven. Or which our first parents engaged in the first kingdom era in Eden. It is a heavenly brand of worship. Because ladies and gentlemen, there are two things which are done in heaven. If you look at the whole of heaven, only two activities takes place there. The Bible tells us about worship and about intercessions. So if we want to do what is in heaven, then we must do one of this. Or all two. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So heaven is full of people who worship God. And God created this earth and put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. And they were also engaging in kingdom worship as it is done in heaven. And so they were worshiping the Lord so well. Until a certain man came, a certain being called Satan, he came around. He was a kingdom worshiper also. But he had fallen from the kingdom and he had come into religion. And he wanted mankind also to fall from the first kingdom era and fall into religion. And so he introduced to humanity a perverted version of kingdom worship that we are calling religious worship now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Religious worship does not recognize Jesus. Recognizes other people, other things, except Jesus and what he has done. Now, the first characteristic of kingdom worship that I want to describe to you is that kingdom worship is done with the motivation of love for God and love for the person of God. When the angels are worshiping in heaven, they are not worshiping God, they are not thanking God, they are not praising God because they want God to do something for them. Because they are already abundantly provided for. They have all that they need. So when worship is going on in heaven, it's not because they want to induce God to give them something. It is the same way that Adam worshipped. When Adam will meet God and Adam is worshipping the Lord, he's not worshipping the Lord because he needs something. So he is enticing God to do something for him. Because Adam and Eve, they were abundantly provided for. They did not need anything. And they were worshiping in the midst. I came to tell us, ladies and gentlemen, that we have to elevate the reason, the motive for why we worship the Lord. It should move away from because you want God to do something for you, because you want God to protect you, so you are worshiping Him. Because many of us, we think that God is unwilling to do some things for us, and what we have to do is to admire Him and tell Him that, Lord, you are good, you are good, you are good. Lord, you created everything. Lord, you are wonderful. Lord, you are loving, you are loving, you are loving. So give me something. We think that by praising the Lord that way, we should then overcome God's unwillingness and get Him to provide for us. But we are going to elevate our worship and our gift of praising the Lord away from this selfish, self-centered motive to a higher motive with which angels praise the Lord and with which Adam and Eve were worshiping the Lord in the first kingdom era.
And
in our culture as people of color, we are fond of going to people, and because we want a favor from them, we laugh when we do not have to laugh. We are happy with them when we should not be happy with them, just to kind of entice them or induce them to give something to us. So you tell the person, you are good, you are good. Even the thing that you are doing, they say that it's not good. Don't mind them. You are right. You are on track. We heap praises on people with the mind that that is what will get them to do something for us, maybe protect us, maybe bless us, open a door for us. That is the kind of mentality with which many people approach our Heavenly Father with.
Na esan se ye 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 ebibifo subi esubi wa ye ho a ye ta ye 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 ta ko se wo hia bibia fi obi nchen a ne ho nya fempo si o wo ho fa hwa wo hwene hwe wuti hwa wo kwansu no odi wa tem esan se wo ho nya fe wa ya de boni na obi akase nya no so enfi obi a enfi obi a ne wo ye ne ye 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 wo de kakra na mi hia no ya ma me nsanka o ne wo ye ne ye enu ti ye de sa adwin na so kwa nyankopon anim ye fi se ye koda da nya me
If that is your mentality, your praises becomes a religious one and not a kingdom one.
And
much as you do that to God and admire Him and use all those big, big words, you are the greatest, you are this and all that, you will see that nothing happens.
Because
heaven only responds to kingdom issues or kingdom brand of issues.
In the
kingdom of God, listen carefully to me.
In the
kingdom of God, you don't give anything for God to do something for you.
I
see in our culture, and even in the culture of the Jewish people, that thing is so much
there.
Religion always tells you before you can get something, bring something for Bibi Kakraba. Before I can give you protection, put something down. Before God can preserve you, you must do something. Before God can bless you, you must put something down. I came to tell us that that is the heart of religion. And that is arrangement of all religions in the world. You give something to a deity for the deity to respond to you. So the focus of your spiritual sacrifice is not on the person, it's on you. Depending upon you, then he will respond.
Because
religion is about man reaching out with something unto God.
But
the kingdom of God is about God reaching out in His love and in His grace, hallelujah, undeserved favor, hallelujah, to people who have put nothing,
hallelujah,
on the table.
Hallelujah.
What you need in the kingdom system is just a relationship with the king. Because if you are a citizen of the kingdom of God and you have a relationship with the king, that is what qualifies you for every blessing. Then as a citizen, you have a right to something and you do not need to go to the ministries and put some money on the table before people do what they have to do. Because you are a citizen, because you belong to the kingdom of God, you have got right. That is what we call righteousness.
Hallelujah. Nessa sa uwa hinye numuna. Uwa hinye numuna. Wone o hinye nuwa kitangudie niti. Bibi biara betu ubiara nye hiyansa ube fre. Hello, hello, kingdom, calm down. Honora obesani. Esani se. Wu wasa tuminu. Se ube fre masadi anaba. U hiyase. Ube kobe bibe yisika tuho. Ansana onyamia suma nebo fose. Wafose isra nifamreo. Debi.
You only need to be a citizen. You must become born again. You must know Jesus. Once Jesus is in your heart and you are a citizen of the kingdom of God, He qualifies you for every blessing.
Ade a wo hia ni se wo benya awofofro no wo ni Kristo benya nkitahudie Kristo baba betena wo mu e ba ni sade na chese wo ye ahinie ne ba bibi biara wo hia biara onyame de bema.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.